We're doing Tariag Mitzvot, the 613 Mitzvot, the Sefer Mitzvot HaKatzar, we're up to Mitzvah 41, which is the Mitzvah to honor one's parents. And when we say honor, the idea of honor is really to serve, meaning to help them eat, drink when they're older, when they need it, if they need our help shopping. And we're responsible to help them. Technically, the responsibility of Kibud Avim is at their expense. If they want me to go shopping, they have to give me the credit card, they have to pay for the gas. But a person's supposed to be giving, and a person's also supposed to be honest with himself. If they're covering his college cost, if they're covering all kinds of other bills, it's not right to say, well, I'm going to go do the shopping, you guys pay for it. But technically, the coverage of Kibud Avim is by the parents. What we have to cover is the time. We do have to take the time. A person can't say, well, my time is worth so much money. The 42nd mitzvah is the mitzvah to have awe of one's parents. And awe means I don't contradict them. I don't sit in their place. If there's an argument, I don't come and say, oh, dad's right. It's like I can decide who's right between them. We don't call our parents by their first name even after they die. We treat our parents with respect. That's respect for parents. And that's the biblical mitzvah, one of the Ten Commandments, to have awe of one's parents. Now, we'll add to this, there's another prohibition. There's a curse about anyone who mocks or derides their parents. That's one of the curses. And that's something which is very fine point. One is something derisive or not. But that's one of the things the Jewish people accepted. Cursed is anyone who derides their parents. The 43rd mitzvah is the mitzvah to get married and procreate, have children. The person is responsible to have a boy and a girl and is supposed to ensure to get married. The 44th mitzvah is one of the stages of marriage. Yeah?
43rd. One's intention should be the continuation of the human species, or one's intention, it says that, but doesn't mean the continuation of Judaism or human.
To fulfill the biblical commandment to have children.
Yeah, but
why do we have to take the next step?
With the Jewish woman and to have Jewish children and Jewish babies.
That's what he says, yeah. The Chavetz Chaim says the continuation of the human species.
That we wouldn't matter as Jews to continue the human species. We've always been a tiny percentage of the world.
I don't know why he words it that way. I don't know. The 44th mitzvah, maybe because the Pasuk says, inhabit the land, and we have that commandment. Maybe that's where he's coming from. I'm not sure. The 44th mitzvah is the marriage of a woman with Kiddushin. When we give her the ring, so we're sanctifying our relationship with her, what's called Kiddushin, one step of the marriage, and we make a blessing over that, right? When we take a woman under the chuppah, we have two stages to marriage. The first stage is Kiddushin, and that's the biblical mitzvah to be Mekadesh a woman. And she cannot go off, meaning if a couple decides to be married and then they want to separate, they must have a get, they must have a divorce contract, otherwise they're married. The fact that they separate their homes and stuff like that, that makes no difference. The 45th mitzvah is if someone passes away without children, so we have a mitzvah that his brother will marry his sister-in-law, Yibum. Now, nowadays we say that we don't do it with a proper intent. People would only marry her for her looks and things like that. So if we don't do it for the sake of the mitzvah, we're not supposed to do it. And that's why today we do chalitza, which is the mitzvah we'll begin with tomorrow. What happens if the brother-in-law does not marry his sister-in-law? Right, that's what we'll learn tomorrow.